Macbeth is a story of ambition, of a main character who uses violence to assume the throne and then resorts to more bloodshed to keep it.
My name is Michael Giordano. I'm a senior here at Sanborn Regional High School. I'm 18 years old and I'm playing Macbeth.
In Macbeth, Giordano sees a fictional character who could easily be mistaken for any of the modern world's best-known dictators, men like Hitler, Stalin, and more recently, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad.
I think that the thing that they most likely have in common the most is that they will do whatever they want by the end of it to keep the power that they have been given or that they have cheated to get.
It will have blood, they say. Blood will have blood, will have blood.
Shakespeare's Macbeth is set in Scotland during the Middle Ages. On this stage, though, there's camouflage, soldiers with guns, and the bombed-out streets of Aleppo, represented through boarded-up storefronts with Arabic-style writing overhead. Evan Shizhovsky is an English teacher at Sanborn and also the theater director. He says Macbeth can serve as a window into the conflict in Syria, but doesn't explain it.
It's not a moral play that tells you, do this and all your problems will be solved. It starts a conversation and it says, what is the world? What is the violence in the world and how do we deal with it?
Getting a good conversation going around Shakespeare is no easy feat with most teenagers. The language can be imposing and the ghosts and sudden descents into madness a bit hard to follow.
There was once a time that when the brains were out, the man would die, but now they rise again with 20 mortal murders on their crowns and push us from our stools. That is more strange than such a murder is.
But by reframing this play into modern times, into an actual play students can find videos of on YouTube, the play becomes something more than just curriculum.
There's more to life than just reading a text in the classroom and then walking away. It gets them to think about the text beyond the four walls of the classroom, and that's the ultimate.
And it seems to be working. Karan Sherman is the play's assistant director, a skinny 17-year-old tasked with costumes and stage direction.
Evan told us when we first started the show, I want you to go and research what's going on. So I think that really brought everyone closer to their characters and also know more about what's going on, because I had no clue. I mean, obviously I had some clue about what's going on in Syria, but after the show, I really paid more attention.
In pointing out the parallels between then and now, between fiction and today's facts, this production might make young actors like the lead Michael Giordano more willing to have their voices heard.
This is not something that just happened during Shakespeare's time. This is something that, should we not speak up and prevent it and confront it head on, it could continue to happen. So I think those are some really important things that we're doing.
And perhaps that's what Shakespeare had in mind for Macbeth all along. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.